Good morning. It's going to be different this year. It's going to be different. Now, you may... You may think that what I'm going to say today is some kind of extreme Zionist dribble. It's not. It's really Torah, and I'm going to prove it. We're not going to talk politics. No politics. But something I think that's very fascinating. As an introduction to the Shir, I want to repeat I don't know what to call it. I think about 20 years ago, it was going around all over the world. I don't know whether you call it a joke or an anecdote or something or other. And over the last week, I asked a number of people if they remember exactly how it went. Nobody remembered. And everybody had a different nusach, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Chabad. So I'll put it one way. A story is told of one of the people in the story is definitely Begin. Now, the one he's talking with can either be Carter, Chreis, Carter, Sadat, the Pope. Anyway, Carter has three phones. Now, if you know how the joke really should go, you have the right to tell me. He has three phones, red, white, and blue.
By the local car?
That's it. Just wait. So anyway, he has these three phones. So Begin asks him, what do you have these three phones for? So the red one, of course, is in case of emergency, if he has to speak to Comrade Bogdan in Moscow, all right, to avert a nuclear war. The other is to call out the army. The white phone is to call God. Begin says, you know, I also have three phones. I also have three phones. Now, I can't figure out who the three phones are for. I imagine one was the commander-in-chief of the army, and the other one, the president of the United States. In moments of crisis, you do have to call the president of the United States. And the white one, he also has a white one. And the white one, that's to call God. So Carter tells him, you know, we don't use the white one too often, only in extreme emergencies, because it's an extremely expensive call all the way up there. And Begin says, we use it often. From here, it's a local call. Right? That's be'erech the joke. The substance of the shir is going to be the extent to which it is a local call. And the fact that it's a local call is going to make a major difference in the mitzvah of tshuva and in the acceptance of tshuva. I can tell you the substance of the shir right now. God receives tshuva more readily, more quickly, with greater mercy and compassion in Eretz Yisrael than he does with Chutz La'aretz. Because from here it's a local call. Now I have to prove that. I can't just make a statement like that and go ahead and just, well, you know, so he said, so Rabbi Gold said. Okay. No. I'm going to show you sources. There's a clear-cut difference. It's just not the same. And we'll begin with number one. Number one, and I've learned it in the past, and it blew my mind now. HaMitzvah HaAyin Gimel. This is the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam, where the Rambam lists all the positive and negative commandments. Mitzvah 73, you will see, happens to be the mitzvah with which the Rambam begins Hilchot Tshuva. The laws of tshuva begin with the Rambam's famous statement that whatever a person does an avera, and he reaches the point where he's going to do tshuva, there's a mitzvah for him to say vidui. You have to express verbally everything that's going on in your mind. Ono Hashem, chotosi, ovisi, poshati, I have sinned. That's a mitzvah aseh, vidui. And here it is in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Hu HaTzivui, this is the command, Shenitztavenu lehodod b'chatayim shechatanu lefanav yit'ale b'dibur. We've been commanded to express, admit, confess the sins that we sinned before Him, the Exalted One, b'dibur. Not enough to think about it. You have to express it with words. Kishenoshuv mehem, when we do tshuva from those sins. Vizehu havidui, that is vidui. Sheyomar, that he should say, Ono Hashem, chatosi, ovisi, poshati, vasiti, kach v'kach. This is halacha aleph in the Rambam, perek aleph in Hilchot Tshuva. But here it is where we express it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And v'yarchivet hadibur. For a person, if he's capable to, of, he should elaborate on it. Tell the Rabbeinu Shalom how you feel, how badly you feel, how embarrassed you are, what regrets you have. Tell it to him. V'yivakesh kapara b'inyam zeh kifit zachot l'shano. A person should ask for forgiveness according to the ability that he has to express himself. Ulefi shenema. Now watch this. Where in Torah does it say v'hitvadu, they shall confess? It says it when a person brings a korban. You bring a sacrifice, you bring a korban chatos, a korban osham. You don't just bring it, you have to bring it and you say vidui, rebeishon, forgive me, I sinned. Since this command was said, kloma. Which command? The command of the Hizvadu, and they shall confess. Yachadim Chiyuv HaKorban, it was said together with the obligation to bring a sacrifice. Hoyu Yochol Lalot Bidatenu, it could possibly have occurred to us, Shein Havidu Levado Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. I could have thought that there is no such mitzvah as Vidui alone, that vidui is part of korban. You bring a sacrifice, then you say vidui. Ela mitfele a korban. It is a something that is a tuffle. It's an accessory to korban. But the idea of just saying on Hashem chotosi avisi pashati, one might have thought that that's not a mitzvah. Lefika chutzrichu levayir et zeh b'mechilta. The mechilta is in abraisis, tanaitic expressions of halacha. The mechilta says the following. B'loshon zeh, these are the words of the mechilta. The Rambam is bringing the words of the mechilta. Yochol, I would think, bizman she'en mevi'in mitvadin. I would have thought, I would have thought that when they bring the sacrifice, that's when they say vidui, that's when they confess. How do I know that you're supposed to confess even if you don't bring a korban? Amar, it says in Torah, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'hisvadu. Speak to the children of Israel, they shall confess. The simple meaning of the pasuk is confess with korban, without korban. It's a mitzvah. Ah, listen to the next line. Oh, God. Ein b'mashma vidui elo ba'oretz minayin af begalut. From the Torah, it would seem that the mitzvah of vidui is an Eretz Yisrael. How do I know that in Galut also there's a mitzvah of vidui? You know, like you have to sit back and be overwhelmed by this. What does vidui have to do with Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz? There are mitzvahs hakliot ba'aretz. There are mitzvahs that depend on the land. Truma, Maisa, Shmita, Yovel, Peah, Maiseroni, Maisa Sheni. What does vidui, an expression of regret, what does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz? That's a big kasha. But the Mechilta says, yeah, I would have thought that the mitzvah vidui is only in Eretz Yisrael. How do I know? Also in Galus. I'm going to come back to something else that's fascinating about this statement of the Mechilta. Omar, continue. V'zvadu et avonon et avonon mutam. They shall confess their sins and the sins of their fathers. I'm not sure precisely what the Mechilta means. Maybe the Mechilta means, I confess for all of the generations previously, even those who did not live in Eretz Yisrael. But what's the relationship between vidui? I mean, would it have occurred to me to say that kosher you have to eat Eretz Yisrael, but in Golos, no, you can't even begin to say something like that. What does vidui have to do with Eretz Yisrael? That's what we're going to try and explain during the course of this year. V'chein Daniel Omar. Daniel said, L'cho Hashem atztok v'lonu boshet haponim. God, you are right, and we are full of shame. Hine nidba'e l'cho mikol ma'shizkanu. From everything that was mentioned, the following is clear. Sha'avidui mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Vidui is a mitzvah of its own. It means on Yom Kippur, when we say vidui, we are fulfilling a positive commandment of the Torah. It's not just plain ebeshme al chaytshechatanu. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. So that's clear. V'chova al achote, it's an obligation on the sinner al eizeh chaytshechatanu, whatever sin it may have been. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. He repeats it again. What is it? Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Bein shehevi korban and bein shelo hevi korban. Regardless of whether he brought a korban or he didn't bring a korban. Chayiv l'hizvados. He has to confess. Kamo sh'ama yit Allah, as God the Exalted One said, v'itvadu el chatotam asher asu, they shall confess the sins that they did. Ulishon Sifra, the Sifra, another Tana Idit compilation, said Gam Kain also Vidvada Zev Vidui Dvarim. Words, verbally, express. Thought is not enough. Thought is not enough. Thought has to become expressed in words. Ukvar Nidbaru Dine Mitzvazu Beperek Achron Bekipurim, the last chapter of Masechta Kippurim, that's Masechta Yoma, this has already been explained. Okay? Before we go a little further, I just want to say there was another interesting little knetch over here in the Mechilta. When the Mechilta mentioned it first, it said, Ein b'mashma vidui elo ba'oretz minayin af b'golos. Wait a minute. What's usually the opposite of Aretz? What the Mechilta, what the Rambam writes later, the opposite of Aretz is Chutz Laaretz. I know acquaintances of mine, if I would say something like, you're living in Golos, they would become extremely indignant. What are you talking about? And you're not in Golus over there in Eretz Yisrael. You're in the worst Golus. By Tzionim, by Kaifim, by Netanyahu, you're in Golus. Now, the understanding is that as long as there is no Mashiach, there is no Geula. But you know what the Mechilta is saying? Something that I have claimed for so many years. There are three different possibilities. There's Eretz Yisrael, there's Golus, and ultimately there'll be Geula. Eretz Yisrael can never be called Golus, because Golus is a geographic determination. If you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you are exiled, you're in Golus. You can't be in Golus in Eretz Yisrael. Does it mean that you're in a process of, you're in Geula? No. But I'm just reading the Mechilta. I mean, I'm not forcing myself onto this Mechilta. The Mechilta said, Minayin Av Ba'aretz, yes, but Minayin Av B'Golus. But one thing is clear. The Mefilte said that one could have assumed or imagined that there's a difference in the mitzvah of vidui between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And I asked, why? Why? What should be the difference? It's not Truma, it's not Maisa, it's not Shemitah, it's not Yovel. It's not mitzvah Bliyabaretz. So we'll have to leave the understanding of this a little bit further. And you know, as I usually tell you, if I forget to come back to the beginning, somebody out there have Rachmanis on me and bring me back. Okay? I'm going to go to number three. I'm going to be jumping around. Number three is a fascinating, it's a painful, but it's a fascinating medrash. It's on the left-hand side of the page, number three. It's the Medrash of Eicha. And the Medrash is on a pasuk in Eicha that says, Yoganu, they exhausted us, v'lo hunach lanu, and they didn't let us rest. So the Medrash says the following, follow me. Nebuchadnezzar shchik atzamot. Nebuchadnezzar this is a term, shchik atzamos, let his bones be crushed. This is an earlier version of Yimach Shemay v'Zichray. And the Gemara was shchik atzamos, let his bones be crushed. So Nebuchadnezzar shchik atzamos tzivo l'Nebuzaradan, he gave a command to his Ramakal, his commander chief of Nebuzaradan, Va'amale, and he said the following, Elohahon de'inun mekabel balei tshuvahu. The God of these people, these dirty Jews, the God of these people receives back to him those who do tshuva. V'yodo pshuta lekabel shavim, and his hand is outstretched to receive those who repent. Kivin da'at kvishlahom. So you know what you have to do? When you conquer them, when you are kovesh them, when you bring them to the knees, lo tishbekinan diyitzlun, don't give them the opportunity to pray. Just keep moving them. They shouldn't be able to pray. Lo yabdun tiyufto, so they should not do tshuva. Because if they do tshuva, the Eloheihon Yerachem Aleihon, that God is going to have mercy on them. V'ahu gavra noches b'shchor apin. And that fellow, that means, Nebuchadnezzar means himself, is going to walk out with a black face. He's going to have mud all over his face. You can't let them do tshuva. After you conquer Eretz Yisrael and you capture the Jews, don't let them do tshuva. Elolotehei mipalei aleihem. Don't let them have a moment of rest. Kivin the kavasha, so you know what happened? As soon as he conquered them, kad havekoyim chadminhon, havenosivle, umefasile evorim. Anybody who saw getting up to pray, he cut into shreds. They are now captives, and watch what he's going to do. Torifle. You know what he did? In our generation, we know of it. A forced march. The end of the last few months of the Second World War. Forced marches. January, February, 1945. No food. Very little clothing. Cold. Jews were forced to march. Nebuzaradan made them march. V'inon mahalchen, they were going to al-korchein, they were forced. Shelo b'tov ha'tona was not for their good. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, "Nevezaradin, who are Arioch?" He is also somebody who's called in Tanakh Arioch. V'loma nikra shmo Arioch. Rabbi is called Arioch. Shohaya noheim al hashiv yoka Arye. He would roar over the captives like a lion. Achihikyu leprot. Listen to this medrash. Until they arrived at the Euphrates, all the way out of Eretz Yisrael, the Euphrates, the Prat, is the extreme border of Eretz Yisrael. Once you're by the Prat, you're not in Eretz Yisrael. Kivan shehigyu leprat. Once they arrived, forced march, who knows, hundreds of thousands of Jews, day and night, moving. Amar lahom lechayaluta. Shafkinon benichon. He told the soldiers, now let them rest. Dimin kadon, because from this point on and further, let olahavon chozer aleihem. That God doesn't turn to them from this point. They're outside Eretz Yisrael. Also medrash. Here, if they do tshuva, no, maybe, maybe not. Don't let them stop to do tshuva while they're in Eretz Yisrael. Hadohu d'ksiv, that's why it says, Al Naharos Bavel, Shom Yoshavnu. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Because all the way from Yerushalayim until the rivers of Babylon, the Babylonians force march them. No opportunity to do anything. No opportunity to turn heavenward. Once they come to Chutz La'aretz, no. Also Medrash. Al Naharos Bavel, Shom Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and there we cried. Ad L'Sham, Lo Yashavnu. Until there, we didn't sit down. We didn't have a moment. We didn't have any rest. We were marched, forced to the Prat. Well, are we to assume that Nebuchadnezzar knew something that we didn't know, or something that we may know by the end of this year? That tshuva in Eretz Yisrael is on a completely different level than tshuva in Chutz La'aretz. If they would have done tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, God would have had mercy, pity, and compassion upon them immediately. You can't let them. Interesting. I think we're going to go to number six. Number six is a Ram. Yes?
Maybe that's why the Arabs won't let us pray on Har Habayit.
That's why? Yeah, by the way, exactly what you said now is what I was thinking. And every visit to Har Habayit, no, you can't pray. You can't pray. You know that? If they see your lips moving, Israeli police are going to stop you. Good example. Nebuchadnezzar didn't let them stop. The first moment at which they could sit down and cry. Eich nashir et shir Hashem al admat nechar. So what does it say? They are now sitting on admat nechar, foreign and strange soil. All right. The Ramban in Parashat Yitro on the Aseret HaDibrot, it says that God remembers for 2,000 generations, O Havai, those who love me. The Shomrei Mitzotai, and those who keep my commandments. So the Ramban says the following, Umatzati the Mechilta, I found in the Mechilta, it may be interesting that this is coming one after another in the Mechilta. La Ohavai, the Mechilta says, Zeravram, the Kayotzevo, those who love God like Avram, Ule Shomrei Mitzotai, who are the ones that keep my commandments? The Nevi'im, the prophets of the Zakenim. Listen to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan Omer, La'ohavai u'lishomrei mitzvotai. Who are those who love me and keep my commandments? Elu shehem yoshim be'eretz Yisrael v'notnim nafsham al ha-mitzvot. Those who live in Eretz Yisrael and are mosa nefesh in order to fulfill mitzvahs. All of a sudden, Rav Nosson has made a big difference between fulfilling mitzvahs in Chutz Lars and fulfilling mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not making this up. We find it now in the two Mechiltas, we find it in the Ramban, we find it in the Medrash and Eichot. There's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars. What can I do? Let's continue to read the Ramban. He's describing a scene in Eretz Yisrael. Malach yotze lehareg, why are you being taken out to be killed? Al shemalti et b'ni. And the one who's being taken out, most probably to be crucified. Al shemalti et b'ni, because I circumcised my son. Malach yotze lisarif, why are they taking you out to burn you at the stake? Al shekarati bat Torah, because I studied the Torah. Malach yotze litzalei, that's really to be crucified. Why are you being taken out to be crucified? Asha achalti et ha-matzah. I ate matzah. Malach loke me'afargal, I think that's some kind of a whip. Why are you being whipped? Asha natalti et ha-luluv, because I took a luluv. Va'omer, and it says, Asha hukesi beit ma'avai, that I was struck, I was beaten in the house of my beloved. Hamakot ha'elu gormili lehov la'avi sheba shamayim. I think it means two things over here. On the contrary, we are an amshei oref, and the more you beat us, the more we become devoted to God. And the more you beat us, the more God loves us. You know, one doesn't have to be taken out to be crucified. Living in Eretz Yisrael at a time when, you know, to little dangerous, you know, enough of my friends and Mishpuch and Chutzar think you're crazy, you know. How many times do they say you're not coming back? Elu sheyoshvim be'eretz Yisrael u'mekayimim et ha-mitzvot, this is La'ohavai u'lishomrei mitzotai. Harei, the Ramban goes on to say, Pidush, Rebbe Nosson, ki ha'ava mesiras ha'nefesh ala mitzvah. You know what ava is? Loving God is? Mesiras nefesh in the performance of mitzvahs. Okay. Let's do another medrash. Number two. And we start bringing things together. You'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Simon Pasach. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rav Simon, opened his discussion of this pasuk. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. You should follow your God. So he asks the question. It's asked in different ways by the Gemara and the Medrash. V'chi'efshe, is it possible levasa v'adam, to a person of flesh and blood, lahaloch achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow in the footsteps of the Holy One, blessed be He? Oto shekatuv bo, the one about whom it is said, bayam darkecho ushvil cho b'mayim chabim. God moves across the seas and the mighty oceans. I can follow Him. We can follow Him. V'atol men, and you're telling me, Acharei Hashem Teilechu. This is the awesome God. How do we follow Him? Ubotid v'kun, and the pasuk says we know we should cling to Him. We should cleave to Him. How do we do that? Otosha katubo, that God about whom it says, Ki Hashem Elokecho Eishalchlo, God your God is a fire that consumes. Uksiv, Daniel says, Korsei Shivivin Dinur, His throne is made up of fire. Uketivin, it says, Nahar Dinur Nogeid V'nofak Min Kadamo, before Him there is a river of fire. How are we going to, how can the Jew be commanded, follow God? Vata Omer, and you're telling me Ubontid Bakun, we should cling to him? Ella, you know how we do it? I'll show you how we do it, the Medrash says. Mitchilat briyato shel olam lo nitasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu elo b'mata tchila. From the very beginning of the creation of the world, you know what God did after the world was created? He planted. Hadod iksiv, it says Vayita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden. God planted a garden in Eden. Afata, you want to follow in the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kishin ifnos in la'aretz, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, Lotit asku eloba matatchila. Go plant. Hadod iksiv. That's what the Torah means when it says, ki tovo el haaretz, when you come to the land, unetatem, you should plant kol eitz machal. In other words, it means, the Medrash also seems to be saying, you know, there's planting in Chutz La'aretz, and there's planting in Eretz Yisrael. But planting in Eretz Yisrael is in its essential form different, completely different. It's not the same. That may very well take us one step further to an understanding of the Mechilta that we began with. Ubotid Bakun, how do we fulfill clinging and cleaving to him? By planting. Planting a tree in Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. I look at my... I'm going to have to learn this medrash from my wife. She went off to daven someplace today, you know. Okay. We have a... She made a roof garden for me. That was her birthday gift to me on my 60th birthday. I was out. I was... very, very recently. I was away in Chutz Arts. I was in New York for 5 weeks to organize a major demonstration against the Oslo process. So when I'm away, she has the time to bring somebody in, and so we have this roof garden. It's, I don't want to tell you how many years later it is. Well, you can figure out from 1983. Okay, it's unbelievable. I have such hanah from that roof garden. Just sit out there. What did God do when he created his world? He planted. But the Medrash is saying you can cling to God. You become close to him through planting. Through planting where? In Eretz Yisrael. I think we're going to go one step further and a lot of the strands are going to be coming together. Number four. Two halachos in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Let's go. We got to move. All of the prophets commanded that we should do tshuva. And Israel is not redeemed without tshuva. The Torah has already guaranteed that on the end is that Jews are going to do tshuva at the end of their exile. And immediately they're going to be redeemed. Shenema. This is this week's Sedra. He's quoting now, the Rambam is quoting Parshas Nitzavim, and Parshas Nitzavim is going to be extremely significant in bringing all of the pieces together. You know what? Let's turn over quickly for a second. I have the part, chapter 30. In Bamidbar, in Parshat Nitzavim, is called the Parshat HaTshuva, the Parsha of Tshuva. Ten psukim. You may never have noticed, but you're going to notice it now. V'hoya. The word V'hoya is missing. Only because in my Chumash, the word V'hoya is printed on the other side of the page. I didn't want to Xerox a whole page just to get out one little V'hoya. You'll believe me. It says, V'hoya ki yavo alecha kol advarim ha'el ha'bracha v'ha'klom, when all of these things would happen, will happen throughout history, the blessing of the curse. Hashem atati l'farecha that I've given before you. V'ha'shevota el levavecha. You will take it to your heart, the Kol HaGoyim, amongst all the nations, Asher Hidichacha Hashem Elokecha Shama, that God had dispersed you out there. V'shavta, you will return Ad Hashem Elokecha to God, your God, v'shamata v'kolo, and listen to His voice, V'chol Asher Anoch Mitzavcha Hayom, as I command you today, Ata Ubonecha, you and your children, V'chol Avocha V'chol Nafshecha. Here comes the great pasuk that we're going to say in Slichas and in Davening. Don't ask. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvutcha, God is going to return your captivity. V'richamecha. No, what's happening over here? A process of tshuva has begun. A process of tshuva. All out there in all of the places where you have been dispersed, you're going to begin turning back to God. You know what God is going to do? He's going to bring you back. Where's He going to bring you back? He's going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. The return to Eretz Yisrael, that's the culmination of the process of tshuva. The psukim say it. Psukim say it. You don't have to hear the strains of the Hatikva playing in the background. The psukim say it. Just read the psukim. V'shav Hashem Elokeo tshuto v'nichamecha. V'shav. And He will turn the kibetzcha mikol ha'am, and He will gather you in from all the nations. Asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokeo v'shama, where God had dispersed you. You're going to be out there looking at the very end of the heavens. Misham, from there, God will gather you in, and from there He's going to take you. This is part of the process of tshuva. You hear? The process of tshuva is bringing you back to the land. And you will inherit it. Ve'itivcha. And He will be good to you. V'hir b'chomei avotecha. And He will make you, He will make you more numerous than your forefathers. V'hir b'chomei avotecha. You know what v'hir b'chomei avotecha means? It's so simple, most people overlook it. I had once said it some years ago, it also appeared in an article in the Jerusalem Post in 1990. There was an article that appeared in the Post saying that by the end of the decade, or a few years after that, man, woman, or child is going to walk off a plane onto the tarmac at Ben Gurion Airport, and at that moment there's going to be a dramatic and radical change in Jewish history. Because that man, woman, or child who's going to walk off the plane is going to tip the scales, and at that point, Eretz Yisrael is going to become the largest Jewish community in the world. We passed that already. Mm-hmm. Not only we passed that, but by the way, I always comment when I quote that article in the Jerusalem Post, I am not such a godly Yisrael that I remember every article in the Jerusalem Post, but I wrote that one. That's why I remember it. Okay. Ve'hitivcha v'hir b'cha me'avotecha. You know what that means? This has been fulfilled here, not only to us, but through us in our day. At the peak period of Jewish population, in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash, the largest possible number of Jews was 2,350,000. 2,350,000. Peak period. I don't know, was it at the time of the Chashmonaim? According to many scholars, it was closer to between 1.5 million to 2 million. We passed that 40 years ago in this country. He's going to make you more numerous than your fathers. We are more numerous by far. It's the Ben Shem's bracha. We're part of it. It's amazing. I love it. But what's the parasha of tshuva saying? The parasha of tshuva is saying that tshuva and Eretz Yisrael are inextricably intertwined. I believe this is expressed. I have a chance to look at it. I saw it years ago. I believe the Meshech Chachmah, Rabbi Simcha, says over here, that first will come the return of people to their to Klal Yisrael. Second will come the return of people to Eretz Yisrael. And the next step that's going to come after that is going to be return of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbein Shem himself. Because the ultimate process of Tshuva is going to end at the end of these 10 psukim. We're certainly in the middle of that process. What's the Torah say? What's the Torah say? That Tshuva and Eretz Yisrael seem to be interrelated. But what we still have to get to is why? What makes this relationship between Tshuva and Eretz Yisrael? There's no question about it that if a Jew does Tshuva in Alaska, why is that the most godforsaken place I could think of? Well, Sarah Palin is there, not that bad. You know, there must be other places in the world that are godforsaken. Wherever a Jew is, God is going to accept them. Let's turn back to the Rambam. We're going back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Halacha Hey, Chapter Zion, Kol Amidim Kulam Tzivu Ala Tshuva, Ve'en Yisrael Midolan Ela B'Tshuva, U'Kvar Ishticha Torah, the Torah is already guaranteed, Shesof, the end is that Yisrael are going to do Tshuva at the end of their exile, U'Miyad Hey Midolan, Shenema B'Hoya Ki Yavou Olecha. The Rambam is quoting the Parashas HaTshuva that we just read. V'richamecha, V'shavi Kibetzo Mekol Ha'am Asher, Fitzcha Hashem Olekecha Shoma. G'dola Tshuva. Here we're coming to the answer. Tshuva is great. The greatness of tshuva is that it brings a human being close to the divine presence. Shenema, Shuva Yisrael, our Hashem Elokecha, Israel, return. Tshuva brings you ad Hashem Elokecha unto God your God. Venema, Amos says, V'lo shaftem adayinim Hashem. God says, you have not yet returned unto me. Venema, Yirmiyahu says, in Toshuv Yisrael Niyam Hashem. God says, if you are going to do tshuva, elai toshuv, to me. Klomar, Yirmiyahu is saying, im tarzor b'tshuva, if you're going to do tshuva, be tid bak. Cling to me. Cleave to me. Tshuva creates a relationship of closeness between man and God. How else can you create a relationship of closeness? By planting the fruit-bearing tree in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam is saying that the whole process of tshuva is supposed to bring to be close to God. That's what tshuva is supposed to be accomplished. So what do you think? It's a local call from here. Let's go further. Hatshuva mekarevet et harachokim. Tshuva brings close those who are distant. Emesh, what? This is such a beautiful Rambam. It's poetry. Emesh, just last night, hayazes sanui lifnei hamakom. This person was hated before God. Meshukatz umeruchak v'toeva. I don't even think I have to translate those words. And all that shekets, abhorring, disgusting, an abomination. That's what this man was just last night. Vahayom, nor today. Oh, he's beloved, he's nechmat, he's desired. Karo, he's close. Yedid, he's a friend. Look what happened. V'chenat ha-motze, she'beloshen shakodesh baruch hu ma'atik ha-chotem. So you find also that the same terminology with which the Holy One, blessed be He, distances those who sin, bo mekarevet hashavim. With the same words, He brings those who do tshuva, He brings them close. Bein yochid bein rabim, shenema. V'hoya b'mekom asher ye'omer lehem lo amiyatem. Instead of saying about the Jewish people, you are not my people, ye'omer lehem, it will be said about them that they are b'nei keil chai, the sons of a living God. V'nema b'yechonyo b'rishoso, about Yechonyo, king of Yehuda, when he was evil. Kitvu et ish hazeh aridi, write about this man that he will be barren and childless. Gevel o Yitzlach, a young of a person who will never succeed in his life. Im yeh kon Yehu ben Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda chotam al yad yemini, if this fellow Yechonya would be like a signet ring on my right hand, I'll tear him away from there. This is how God talks about Yechonya when he's a Hosha. The Kivan Sheshov Begalutam, and when he did tshuva in Golos, Nema, it says about his son Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the one who brought Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. It says about Zerubbabel, it said, Vayamahu Nom Hashem Tzakot, Ekochecha, I'm going to take you, Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel Avdi. Nom Hashem, my servant says God, V'samticha, I'm going to make you kachotam, like a signet ring. The same terminology that he used to distance him. Which means the Rambam saying the following: the purpose of tshuva is to bring man close to God. Whatever accomplishes that is therefore a significant aspect of tshuva. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the place where Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo Medei Shitshana V'Adachot Shana, the Shekhinah is here. They say there were sightings someplace in America, but I don't believe it. It must have been a UFO if they thought that the Shekhinah was out there. You know, certain places in upstate New York, New Jersey, not so. The Shekhinah is here. Okay. Obviously, this is what the Matilda that we began with has this in mind. I would have thought, no, you see, listen, the Mechilta would never have said about a different mitzvah, I would have thought that this mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Golos. Let's choose another mitzvah. I don't know what other mitzvah.
Shabbat.
Okay, Shabbat, that's okay with me. Any mitzvah you want. The only mitzvah that the Mechilta says it about, that I would have thought that this mitzvah can be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Golos, is the mitzvah of Vidui and Tshuva, because the purpose of Vidui and Tshuva is to bring man close to God. The place to get close to God is here. This is where God plants. This is where we cling to Him. That's the fact. What can I do about it? If Nebuchadnezzar knew that, if Nebuchadnezzar knew that there was a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, once they get to the pros, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu. Rabbi Nosson, who's quoted by the Rambam from the Mechilta, who are Ohavai, Elim Shiyoshim Beretz Yisrael, Mosim Nafsham Al Hamitzvos. That means whatever we do in Eretz Yisrael, we are closer to Him. And if the whole purpose of tshuva is to bring us close to the Rebbeinu, this is the best place to do it. Let's turn over. Just another medrash or two to close with. Number 8. In Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid that we say between Ashrei and Uvolitzion, it says Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh. God is going to send your help. Is going to come Mikodesh, from the place that is Kodesh. Omar Ablevi, and I don't. For this week and the weeks following, this is an extremely important medrash. We have to walk around with this medrash in our hearts. Our Reb Levi said, "Kol tovotu brachot v'nechamot shakodesh baruch hu atid litein liyisrael einam elo mitzion." All of the good, the blessings, and the consolation that Hakodesh Baruch Hu will send to the Jewish people is only from Tzion. Yeshua, salvation, comes mitzion. I think this is, you know, we're going to have to start collecting on the medrash in the next week or two or more. Salvation comes mitzion shenah. Ki mi yitain mitzion Yeshuat Yisrael. Who will give us from Tzion salvation of Israel? Oz, strength comes mitzion. Shenama, mate uzecho yishlach Hashem mitzion. The staff of your strength, God is going to send from Tzion. Bracha mitzion, blessing comes from Tzion. Shenama, yivarechecho Hashem mitzion. Let God bless you from Tzion. Shofar mitzion. We're coming to Rosh Hashanah. Shofar. I have a feeling that maybe this medrash would say that there's a difference even between tekiyas shofar in Eretz Yisrael and tekiyas shofar in Chutz Laretz. Shofar mitzion. Shenema. Tik'u shofar b'tzion. A pasuk in Yoel. Blow the shofar in Tzion. Tau u'brocha v'chayim mitzion. Do. Blessing. Life comes from Tzion. Shenema. Ketal chermon sheyored al haredei Tzion, kishon tziva Hashem et habracha. Pasuk in Tehillim, like the dew that comes down from the chermon and comes down upon the mountains of Tzion. And by the way, the word Tzion has a specific meaning and a broader meaning. The specific Tzion is Yerushalayim, but Tzion is also all of Eretz Yisrael. Torah mitzion. That everybody should be able to quote. Shenema, ki mitzion teitzei Torah. And there, of course, the Gemara indeed says that there's ein Torah ketorat Eretz Yisrael. Studying Torah in Eretz Yisrael is different. Ezra v'siyua mitzion. Help and assistance come from Tzion. Shenema, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. That's the pasuk that we start, the Medrash started with. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Mikidush Masim Sheyesh B'yodcha. But you know, it comes through the sanctity of the good deeds that you have in your hand. Umitzion Yisodecha. And from Yisodecha, from Tzion, he's going to give you assistance. Mitzion Masim Shiesh B'yadecha. From Tzion come those deeds that are in your hand. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lecha Morli Yisrael Banai Kishem Shani Parush Kach Tehiyu Perushim Kishem Shani Kadosh Kach Tehiyu Kadoshim HaDohu Dechtiv Kadoshim Tehiyu. Everything comes from Tzion. What a very, very beautiful medrash. Okay. I'm going to read one more medrash, and with that we'll close. But the idea is the following. The Aaron says the purpose of tshuva is to bring man close, to recreate a relationship between God and man, a relationship of being close, clinging to. And that relationship is something that is more intense and more powerful right here in Eretz Yisrael. Every one of the medrashim we learn shows how anything good that will come to Klal Yisrael is going to come via Tzion. I'm convinced that there were good things. We hope all the very best for Jews throughout the world. But that bracha comes down to the world via Tzion. And it may also be dependent on the relationship that the Jew in Chutz Laretz has to Eretz Yisrael. May depend on that as well. Last medrash, number 9. Rabbi Yehoshua the Sechnin, b'shem Rabbi Levi Pasach, Higdalti ma'asai baniti li batim. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kohelet, I did great things. I built houses. Notati li kromim. I planted vineyards. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe. Lecha mor lo avot rishonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, go tell the others. Go tell Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Higdalti lasos im b'neichem. I've done great things with your children. Kol ma shehitneiti imachem. Everything that I made, that I said as a condition to you, whatever I promised. Vaniti libatim shenema ubatim leim kol tov. They're going to come into an Eretz Yisrael that's going to be full of houses with all good. Notati likrom shenema kromim vezeitim asher notati, the vineyards and the olive groves asher lo notato, I will make them. Ositi librechot mayim, I made pools of water shenema Borod Chatzuvim, there will be wells dug out with water. Uktiv Ayanot Tohumot Lahashkot Mehen Yard Someach Etzim Omrav Levi Afilu Konech Chitzim Lo Haita Eretz Yisrael Chasera. Everything, even straw and hay, Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. Eretz Chitol Sora Osisili Ganosu Pardesim. Natati behem eitz kol pri hadot exiv ki tavo al haoretz unetatem. So I tell you, one of the things that I did over the summer, I had to be in Chutz Loretz for a few days. You understand? I had to be in a fashlugana place in Chutz Loretz for a few days. In Austria, okay? Austria, yeah. I hear them speak German, I just cringe. But when I go for very religious reasons. Austria is a beautiful country. Water, waterfalls, rivers, lakes, green, unbelievable. So I said, you know what I'm doing here? I'll tell you what I'm doing here. There was a period of 1800 years that very little grew in this country. Torah said that the land is going to be shmoma, it's going to be desolate. That's exactly what happened. About 100 years ago, in the beginning of this great and awesome process in which we find ourselves, the land started coming back to itself. Aufgelebt. But you know, you have to make up for 1800 years of nothing growing here. So if I want to see what Eretz Yisrael is going to look like in 30, 40 years, I take a look at Austria today. That's what it's going to look like. And not only that, in 56 years, it'll look even more beautiful than Austria. This is God's country. It's going to have to be the most beautiful country on the face of this earth. But we can see it if we look places in the world. We can see what Eretz Yisrael once was and what it in Yitz Hashem will be. The relationship to Eretz Yisrael is a relationship of dveikus. The whole process of tshuva is dveikus. And therefore, the process of tshuva in Eretz Yisrael, the Mechilta, the Rambam, the Medrash, it's far, far easier to do tshuva here than any place in the world. It may even be worthwhile coming just for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That was probably also works. Anyway, to be continued next week. Thank you.